Yeah, the Nikki Haley resignation was surprising to a lot of people. We were certain that she was exactly what John Bolton, Trump's primary advisor and one-time Bush representative to the United Nations, loved. She was hated by just about anyone. She was willing to say anything, tell any lie imaginable. She was a person utterly bereft of any kind of personal morality. She'd worked to make America a laughingstock in the United Nations, which I think has been consistent with the decline in American foreign policy. But the underlying reasons, and the only one we've been able to get our hand on, is that Trump is really looking to put his foreign policy in the hands of his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who, and his Middle East plan, which is falling apart because of the Khashoggi murder. And in this case, the daughter Ivanka. We believe that Ivanka is going to be nominated as U.S. ambassador to the U.N. And, you know, there's little question that she could, she's a less hateful person than Nikki Haley. We believe Trump will be able to push this forward. Now, we're hearing nothing about this. It's unusual that Haley is still hanging on. She's still doing her job. She had a trigger to be pulled here. And, you know, frankly, Trump is acting as carefully as possible because the Republican Party is expecting a disaster in the November election. So I don't think we're going to see a move until after November, and that move would be to put his daughter in. And we don't see anyone else possible. We could be surprised, but that's all of the gossip here. That's all of what Washington's talking about. And we're talking about it, but nobody really seems to care anyway.